I, of course, worked for the labs during the war, and my primary job during the war was up at Highland, you know, where they had that location up there, about 80 feet above the water, pretty much where a radar might be located on a ship, as far as the surface was concerned. Well, we worked on that, and our job there initially was to get performance data on K-band radar.
Mm-hmm.
So we started out with equipment. This is all right. It's one of those hook transformers, you know, that they developed up there. And we built an antenna, but it had to be a scanning antenna, you know, to do well. So I built an antenna, a multiple reflection type of thing that used a Hotchkiss drive to bring the feed back and forth. You see, I was using a zone parabola for the antenna. It was a sectoral parabola. It opened up wings to get an increase in effective area gain of the antenna. And we used that down there, and we got pretty good results. We could tell, you know, for someone out in a rowboat out in the sound out there, if there's one person, two persons, or three persons in the thing. And we could plot all the big buildings in New York. And one day we had a whole lot of officers from the Navy. And some of them were captains of battleships and whatnot. And they came on a visit to see what is performing. And it happened to be raining. And I said, oh my God, K-band is too good for rain. But we fired up the equipment and got everything going. And it didn't work quite as well, but it worked surprisingly well. And the naval people were really impressed by it. And we worked on that thing for a couple of years, I guess. We had developed noise measuring equipment so we could get our noise level to know, which is very important in radar. And we got a little bit more power. We got a little better magnetrons as time went by. I guess we got about 25 kW peaks. We had about, 25-30 dB gain. So, you know, we were doing pretty well. And in fair weather, we could do very well. We could plot Sandy Hook, with a radar equipment just beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And all the big ships, gee whiz, were they real signals. But poor airplanes, we really had to work on those. The airplane had an effective area of a few square feet frequently,
right?
A regular plane, a large plane. A blimp was put a good target. Framework on a blimp, you know, metal framework. I guess adds up to a fair amount of area. Well, we studied propagation of K-band radar with. As the water, the tides raise the water up and down, you know, this has quite an effect because the it's a two-bath thing. It's a breast bath and a bath that represents water. And when those two are halfway length apart, why, you don't get much signal.
Right.
And we made studies like that.